Well, the fiery Betty Lamar, movie star, wife of Arthur Lorenz, the movie director, came over to the Aces last night to shoot Marge for stealing Mr. Lorenz away. Before she could shoot, Mr. Lorenz and Marge's boyfriend, Neil Williams, rushed in. Mr. Ace grabbed Miss Lamar, and when the smoke cleared away, it was discovered Mr. Lorenz had been shot. This episode takes place about an hour later, and we find Mr. Ace, Jane, and Marge alone. Mr. Ace on the phone. Listen.
Well, how is he, Neil? Is he hurt bad, or... Oh, thank goodness for that.
What did he say?
Not seriously hurt, through the shoulder. No, I was telling Marge and Jane. Yeah, she's here. Sure, just a minute. He wants to talk to you, Marge.
Where is he, dear?
At the hospital.
At the hospital? Is he hurt?
No, he's not hurt. Isn't that awful? He went with Lorenz when the ambulance...
Hello, Neil. Yes, I understand. Sure, I'll do anything you say. I don't want any publicity any more than Ace does or anybody. Yes? At the office? Your office? All right, I can be there as soon as the cab will get me there.
No, I'll drive you over, Marge.
Ace says he'll drive me over. All right. I'll wait for you there.
Wait a minute. I want to talk to him.
Hold on a minute, Neil.
Hello, Neil. Are you sure there isn't going to be a lot of scandal on this thing? You know how I hate to get ourselves mixed up in it. No, we haven't been out of the house, and nobody's been in here. And nobody knows about it that I know of. What? Well, where is she? Hysterical.
Is that the Lamar woman he's talking about?
Oh, you've got her there in a room. Well, well, see that she's locked up, will you? Because if this thing leaks out... Oh, that's good. Okay, I'll get Marge over in about 10 minutes. She'll wait for you there. Yeah. So long.
I got my hat and coat in a second.
Me too.
Not you. You stay here.
Stay here alone?
Alone is right. You lock that door and wait for me to get back and don't let anybody in. If any newspaper men get hold of this shooting...
I'll bring your hat and coat too.
Thanks, Marge. Do that, will you?
But why can't I go?
Because I'll be back in 10 minutes. I just want to drop Marge off there and she can wait for Neil to get back. He's going to try to squelch this thing. What a mess we got into. And that hysterical Lamar woman, thank heaven they quieted her down, gave her a shot of something.
More shooting? Who did it?
No, not more Jane, will you sit down and try to be calm?
Be calm? Do you know that this is the first time I ever saw a gun shoot up close, I mean?
Yeah, too close for comfort. But you better try to steady yourself, Jane. Just take it easy.
Take it easy? Well, how can I? I never was so nervous in my life.
I know you are, and I want
you... Oh, I suppose you weren't, and Marge, too. Why, her face was as white as your shirt.
My shirt happens to be blue, and don't...
Oh, this is a fine time to start an argument about a thing like
that. I'm not starting an argument... Listen, Jane, we just went through enough trouble. Don't make it any more difficult than it is.
Well, why can't I go with you?
Because everything depends on doing this as quietly as possible. Now, you just lock yourself up in here, and we're going to try to keep this from getting into the papers. You understand?
Okay, I'm ready. Here's your coat.
Oh, thanks.
Well, what did Neil say about Mrs. Lorenz?
They've quieted her down. They've locked her in a room so she can't get to anybody, and nobody can get to her.
I don't see why I can't go.
I don't suppose she'd want this kind of publicity, would she?
Yeah, it certainly wouldn't do her any good in Hollywood.
I'm afraid to stay here by myself.
You can't tell what a crazy woman like that might do.
Oh, dear, why can't
now, remember,
I go?
Remember, Jane, lock the door and I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Hurry, Ace.
I'm coming.
I never get to do anything. Hello? Oh, hello, Johnny. Just fine. Oh, I mean pretty good. Oh, nothing. I can't talk to you about it. No, don't ask me. I'm not allowed to say... What? He's not here. I'm here alone. He and Mark just went out. They went to Neil's paper to meet Neil. I can't tell you. I'll tell you some other... Oh, there's somebody at the door. I have to hang up, Johnny. No, I'm all right. I have to hang up. Goodbye, then. Who is it, please?
It's Good Benton, Ace.
Who?
Good Benton.
Who?
Mrs. Benton, you remember.
Oh, Mrs. Benton. Just a minute. Oh, hello, Mrs. Benton.
Oh, I just had to drop over, Mrs. Ace. Are you all right? What happened?
Are you Mrs. Ace?
Yes, I'm Mrs. Ace.
Well, where from?
Oh, well, come in, Mrs. Benton, and bring your friend in with you.
My friend?
Oh, I have to close the door. Come in and hurry.
We're in, lady.
Oh, but Mrs. Ace, these two gentlemen happened to come up to the door just
as I... Oh,
well,
that's all right. Any friend of yours is a friend of mine.
Oh, but Mrs. Ace...
Oh, are you sure, Mrs.? Talk about excitement.
I know, my dear, and I ran over the minute I heard.
Who told you? We didn't want anybody to know. Mr. Ace says if it got into the paper, it would be awful.
Oh, he did, eh?
Yes, because it is awful. Imagine shooting a man in this house.
I knew it.
How did you know?
Well, Bess Sharkin. You know Bess. She lived just a few doors down.
Yes, I think I did.
Well, she called Selma Manheim, and she told her that she thought that something had happened with an ambulance pulling up here and everything.
Oh, yes. It came from Mr. Lorenz.
Arthur Lorenz, the movie director?
Yes, he lives right next door, you know.
You know, Bud, the guy that's pulling this movie contest for the opposition paper.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he's the guy... What?
Who are these men?
Well, did Mrs. Manheim tell you about it?
Oh, no. Selma called Vera Cates. And she happened to call me. And she said she thought that somebody must be sick here. And I said, sick, I said, I don't believe it.
Oh, no, we've been feeling fine.
I knew you were, because I saw you downtown only 3 days ago. Remember the day I went...
Who shot him, Mrs. Ace?
Betty Lamar.
Betty Lamar, the movie star?
What? Has she been in town?
Oh, yes, yeah, she's
Wait
been...
a minute, isn't she Lorenz's wife?
Uh-huh, but I think of her as Betty Lamar, because she's one of my favorites. And imagine me seeing her make a personal appearance shooting him.
Oh, the eyewitness. Look this way, please, Miss Ace.
What?
Thank you.
Oh, what was that you did?
That's a flashlight, isn't it?
Flashlight camera, yeah.
Camera?
Who are these?
Just about where was Mr. Lorenz standing when the shooting took place, Mrs. Ace, and where did he fall?
Oh, well, he was standing right over there. Let's see. Oh, yes, right here in front of Marge. You see, she really came over to shoot Marge.
What?
What's that? The other woman. Oh, boy.
To shoot Marge? Oh, my gracious. I feel faint. What on earth would you want to shoot Marge for?
Well, now, I promise you won't say anything about this to anybody else, because if this got into
the
papers...
Oh, Mrs. Ace, how can you think such a thing?
Now, all of you promise, because I promised Mr. Ace I wouldn't say a word about it.
Don't mind us. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm so excited, I don't know what I'm... look how I'm shaking.
Did he fall here?
Who?
Lorenz. You say his wife shot him. He was standing here in front of the girl.
Marge who?
Marge Hale. She's my best friend.
H-A-L-E?
I think so. Well, anyhow...
My dear, I'd have given anything to see it.
Well, I didn't know it was going to happen, or I...
Why did she shoot him? Why would she want to shoot Marge? She's such a sweet girl.
Yes, isn't she? How anybody would want to shoot Marge. It's behind
me.
Was
this Marge on friendly terms with Lorenz?
Oh, yes, we were all friendly with him before the contest. You see, I thought I was going to win the contest at first, but then I found out that he wanted Marge to win it. And so...
Lorenz wanted Miss Hale to win?
I get it now. Jealousy.
I was not. I didn't care about the contest, not after I found out that...
Get down, Frank. Lay right here. Is this where he fell, Mrs. Ace?
Yes, that's where... Oh, you can sit here. You'll catch cold lying on the floor.
Would you mind standing about here, Mrs. Ace? Is this where Miss Lamar was standing when she shot him?
No, she was standing here. Mr. Ace was holding her arm so she couldn't shoot anybody because...
Oh, Mr. Ace was here.
Was he? He was the hero. He grabbed hold of Betty Lamar.
Oh, he did.
Only by the arm. Now, don't start thinking about that.
Of course, I understand, Mrs. Ace. I think it was wonderful of him. Has he been seeing much of Miss Lamar since she got into town?
Oh, we only saw her about twice. Yes, twice. The first time without the gun. Well, you should have seen her when she walked in here tonight with a gun. I didn't see the gun at first because I was so busy looking at her coat. And you should have seen her hat.
Oh, what did she wear?
Well, she just looked stunned.
Oh, going to plead temporary insanity, I suppose.
What?
Who are these
men? How about this photo, Bud? I can't lay here all night.
Oh, yes. Would you mind standing right here, Mrs. Ace?
Where?
That's it. Right here. Hold it. Fine.
Oh, what is that thing?
Is that another flashlight?
Okay, Bud.
I got it. Now, go on, Miss Ace. How was she dressed?
Oh, well, let me see. That thing makes such a light in my eyes. Well, she had on a cape. Sable.
Sable? My dear,
Should have seen it. A light blue wool dress, an off-the-face hat to match the dress, and navy blue gloves and a navy bag, and the darlingest navy blue sandals you ever saw.
I get it. Dressed to kill. Dressed to kill. Nice work, Frank.
Yes, and when I first saw her, I didn't even... I just got that dress to kill.
My dear, I don't see how you can laugh after what you went through.
Well, I can't, but he said dress to kill.
I still don't understand why she wanted to shoot Marge.
Well, don't you see?
Lorenz has been making a play for this Marge, and all of a sudden the wife flies into town and breaks it up.
No, that wasn't it. He wasn't even talking about a play. It was about this picture. He wanted Marge to win the contest.
But how about all the other gals that entered? Didn't they have an even chance at it?
Oh, he said they were terrible.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yes, he just thought Marge would be the one for the picture, and he wanted her to come to Hollywood with him, and he'd make her a movie star.
The oil.
Beg pardon?
He wanted her to go to Hollywood.
Oh, yes.
Well, why didn't she go?
She didn't want to.
Didn't want to? Spurned his movie offer?
Turned down the great Lorenz?
I can't understand it. Why?
Well, I couldn't either. I kept asking Marge why she didn't go, and she kept saying it was too far from the office where she worked.
Too far from the office?
I didn't understand it either, but you know how she always laughs about everything. I couldn't make heads and shoulders of what she... Oh, that must be Mr. Ace. I'll let him in.
Oh, I guess I'd better be running along.
Oh, well, can't you stay a little while longer?
Bud, get a picture of this guy if it's the last thing you do.
Don't worry. He's practically in.
Is that you, dear?
Yes, Jane. Open up.
Well, I had to ask you first. See, I asked you before I opened the door.
Well, I guess we got everything hushed up now. It sure is.
This way, please.
What?
Thank you.
Just a minute. What is it? Who are you?
You remember Mrs. Benton, dear.
Good evening,
Mr. Ace.
Yes, I remember Mrs. Benton, but what's been going on here?
And these are some friends of Mrs. Benton. I forgot your name.
Friends of mine? Why, I never saw these men before in all my life.
Why, you brought them over with you.
What? Why, they came up to the door just as I happened
to be. Jane, have you been telling these people anything?
Well, I thought they were friends of Mrs.
Benton. We got to hold you on, Mr. Ace.
Who are you?
We're on the news. Got a tip at the hospital that something happened up here, and we came out and got it.
Wait a minute. Now, you're not going to print anything that
Come on, Bud. We got to make that exposition.
Just a minute now.
What a story.
It is not. Everything I told you was the truth.
Jane, will you stop that?
Well, they can't say it was a story. Oh. Everything happened the way I told them.
And so Mr. Ace's and Neil's well-laid plans to keep the shooting a secret are shot. We learn details of the aftermath when next we meet the Easy Aces.